You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Annika Strom. She's talking to us from London. Annika, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you very much for inviting me to talk to you. It's amazing work you are doing, I think. It's amazing. And where are you doing all this?
That's fine. You can ask me that. Why am I doing the interviews?
Yes.
That's a good question. You can ask me anything you like. And it's nice to start off an interview with a question for me. The reason I'm doing these interviews initially was because I was truly interested. This is student radio. That's my relationship to Yale. I don't get paid for this. It's something that I began to do a few years ago. I was writing for the Brooklyn Rail, but I like talking to other artists. I find it, you know, I'm an artist. My wife's an artist. It's stimulating, but it's also, a way of learning, I suppose. I mean, aren't we just like conversations? I don't know. Something's growing. I'm an artist, so I'm doing it from an artist's point of view, I realize more and more. But it's, this is the art world, and this is all the things that I'm interested in.
This is really wonderful because I'm living in London, and I don't think there are any discussions. And so I'm very impressed about that people want to have discussions because it's not really any. I'm not part of like a student scene at the moment. I'm not teaching. Every time I go teaching, which I really like, is then I talk about art. But generally, in London, I don't think there are much conversations between artists. I noticed that already. When I lived here 1 year, year 2000, I had a Delfina grant. And I had just lived in Berlin many years, and there was always this kind of conversations and really hardcore conversations. But
that's very interesting. So tell me a little bit about that, because, of course, that's what I'm interested in, is these kind of conversations. You were saying in Berlin there was more of an artist community actually talking to each other, whereas in London there isn't so much of that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because my biggest fear is at the moment. I can start with that. I moved to Berlin in 1993. I was studying in Copenhagen. I'm from Sweden. But I moved to Berlin very early. And there were lots of all these alternative spaces. Actually, there were hardly any commercial galleries. But also the commercial galleries was really interesting. And there were also discussions. Germans are also, they like to talk, you know, criticize. So if you had an exhibition, you were criticized while you were standing there with your glass of wine and opening fragile. But there was like some kind of honest curiosity.
So that's very interesting. Let me just stop you there for a minute. So you're saying you're having an exhibition in Berlin. If you're having an exhibition in Berlin, you're saying the audience, the people around you who may be your friends, but they're obviously new people because you're meeting people there, but just the average audience person will begin to critique the work and talk about it?
Yes, absolutely. It was so much of that, and that's what it was so much fun to be there in that a learning process. I was still studying as well, and I finished later. But it was a discussion, and I really loved that. It was very hard for you, but as soon as I came to, when I came to this, I had this 1 year residency. Are you still there?
Yes.
When I had this 1 year residency, I met with artists from England. Was this Delfina? There were like over 40 studios in this house, and we ate. We had lunch together every day, and nobody talked about art. And I was very. This is year 2000, and I was very surprised. It's like it's some kind of taboo to talk about art. And when you had an exhibition, or anybody had an exhibition, you should just say it's great and I love it, or something like that. Or you don't say anything, you know.
And where was that? So there was no discussion at all. And where did that happen? Where was that?
That was year 2000 in London. And then I returned to Berlin and did lots of things between. And then 2005, I moved here to London, or to England. And And I still there isn't really a discussion. And I'm fearing it's going to get worse because it's I've heard some of your interviews before. You've been talking to artists and they're just, they are in the studios or they don't have a studio. So, but I happen to have a studio in London, which is also sort of amazing because it's so hard to get a studio in London. And there are getting less of them because of, the artists are actually moving out of London. And more, then it's even less discussion. So, do you see what I mean?
How do you account for that? I mean, that's fascinating. Why is there so little discussion? That's such a big difference between, you know, Berlin and London. And that seems so important to the life of an artist and the collecting community and artistic community. Why do you think that this is? Why is it such a big difference socially in the art world in London?
I don't really know, but I think they're extremely polite. You know, they don't say no to things. Mm. They just say yes, and then it's never happened. If you say, like, you ask the English person, can you do this for me? They say yes, but then it still won't happen. You know what I mean? Instead of saying, no, I have no time, you know, like a German would say or a Scandinavian would say. Or I don't know.
Very interesting. A kind of politeness. A kind of extreme politeness.
Yes. And, you know, I was just writing about that, actually, because I went to a funeral. A close friend died 2 years ago. And I was very, very, very upset. And, of course, when I see her friends, I was even more upset. And I walked up to one artist, and one of her best friends, and I cried. I just jumped over her, and I forced her to hug me, hold me. And she cried as well, so much. But then suddenly, we were like, I looked around, and there was like 300-500 people at the funeral, and nobody was coming. And I had made an etiquette crime, sort of, because I had made somebody cry. So I think even polite, that's what I want to say, on a funeral. You know what I mean?
Amazing. No crying at the funeral. No crying scenes at the funeral. Wow.
Or maybe, at least not at that one. I haven't, it's sort of, you should mute. You should not, there are more and more, less and less reflections about art, I think. And people are not, in England, and also in Scandinavia, I can see the press, nobody's writing about shows anymore. They're writing about the museum shows in the magazines or, I mean, in the newspapers, so hardly, like Guardian, was lots of discussions in the beginning, I could see, when I moved to England. At least there you could read a critique, but now it's hardly any show.
And does that include people? I mean, so there's less writing about shows. Do you think people are listening? I mean, isn't that part of what happened in Berlin? You're meeting with other artists. They're listening to one another as opposed to being... Maybe they're also critiquing, but it sounds like it was a community where people are listening. Does it seem like in Britain or where you are, there's not as much of that as well? Because that's different than being polite, right? Are we really listening to each other? Are we really interested in each other kind of thing?
I think if you bring things up, they will listen to you. But I think, you know, that. But... I don't think they are also, now I'm making a big reflection here, which I have to also think about what I'm saying. But
I understand it's just an idea. We don't really, we're just exploring.
Yeah, but it is, I think it's included in this politeness and etiquette, and you don't interfere in somebody's private painting and criticize it, you know, even though you are in a public space showing it. You see what I mean? It's sort of,
right.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about your work, of course, but how is it to be working in this atmosphere? Are you missing Berlin? Do you want to go to a different city? I mean, have a studio in London, that's so exciting. Is it a place that you feel that you can thrive, or is there something missing?
No, because I'm not even. I mean, it's I go and see a lot of shows. I mean, it's still an amazing place for seeing really, really good, great art. And, you know, there are so many institutions which are putting so much money into the institutions running. Like, you know, yesterday was a massive opening of Tate and the Turbine Hall. And it's the freeze week now, so lots of institutions open. So, but the artists themselves has a very hard time, and they are leaving. And young artists are maybe living here until a certain age, and then they go because they move. But me myself, I have weekly discussions with my friends in Scandinavia, artists, and from Berlin. You know, because I still have these contacts.
Oh, so you still are able to keep together a group that just talks regularly, in other words.
Yes, not an organized group, but friends, and, you know, so, but I have some friends that go and see shows, but actually they are Scandinavian. We go to do once a month gallery tour or something. But,
So in terms of, I mean, I like talking about kind of global community since we're on that conversation, and since you grew up in Sweden, right? You were born there. The community there, in terms of the arts in Scandinavia, do you feel is closer to Berlin? They can be critical and open and examining of culture and art.
I think they are closer to Berlin, yes, and lots of Scandinavians are living in Berlin, so. But I don't know really. It's a very long country, and I come from the south, and I was studying in Copenhagen, so I was more close to Denmark and was actually representing to be a Danish artist for many years until I didn't go there very often. I was not going there. But I don't really know what's going on in Stockholm, for example, because that is the most where there is something going on, but I think they do a lot of they put in lots of money into institutions and alternative spaces and more kunsthalle
right.
And things. They do.
I was just gonna. I'd like you to go on, but I was gonna say in terms of the United States or New York fitting into this kind of global sense that we're beginning to talk about of how art's received. How do you feel that New Yorkers receive it? When usually, in my experience in the arts in New York and the United States, is that people are also somewhat polite and don't get into the kind of engagement that you're talking about in Berlin or other places.
Yeah, I think I don't know so much America, but I had some exhibitions there, so like I was represented by two galleries in America before, but I think most of the times they say I love your show, or I love it, that's it, you know. Like,
right.
And while in the beginning I would say, why do you love it? Why? Tell me why, you know. But now I think I would just accept it, and if somebody doesn't want to really say anything, and that would be, you know, a pushy way to be. So. And I wouldn't like to do that, but I think your education system is a bit more intellectual. I think my art school, I think I went to lectures sometimes, but I was not forced to do it in Copenhagen, for example. But my experience of lots of American artists is that they are very well taught. If I into university art, isn't that
well taught in terms of what they're reading, the lectures, to content, and not talking about formally
theory. Yeah, they're very
theory.
Well. I could see that. I've been teaching myself in Oslo, and I just could see that that there was. Little bit different. I met some American teachers there, and they were a little bit different, I think. Better talk. No more.
So, Annika, let's talk a little bit about your work. It's kind of wonderful talking about this, and I'm really glad we have. I want to talk about what you're actually making in the studio, though, as well. But we can continue this conversation more because it's very interesting how art is kind of perceived and talked about in other countries. So tell me, what's happening in your studio?
I came here today, and it was sunny and lovely. It's in North London, and I am editing a book, and I've written an autobiographical book, and I spent the way for the first time in my life. I finished 300 pages book, and I sent it away to a publisher yesterday. And then I realized there were so many mistakes. So I was editing again, and now I'm going to send it to another publisher. And then I will be waiting for 3 months, I think. And then I will probably be rejected and humiliated. But I think humiliation is good for me.
And tell me a little bit about the book. This is autobiographical. Is it the equivalent of a memoir, or what is the book exactly?
It is in four sections. It's a book it was not meant to be a book, but then it was driven to be, I needed to write because so much horrible things happened. So, if you can't work if you can't work as an artist, practical reason, and because I was caring for somebody who was, had terminal cancer. And then I needed to write. This happened in New York, actually. And I was sitting there, and all I could do is just having the computer, and at least I could use this, get something out, the pain in distance. So I was writing about that. But then I had already started to write about my growing up in the 70s and social democratic freedom. So I started to write about this for my fun because I wanted him to know how it was to be growing up in this kind of environment where it was endless, beautiful future, which is...
Where it was endless what? It was endless future, you said? Endless?
Yeah, beautiful future. Like everything, my parents' generation just, planted this idea that everything is just going to be more amazing and better, and
right.
Free education and all these things. But now it's, and I think still Sweden is an amazing country. But here, for example, it's a bit different. It's very hard to live here.
So let's talk a little bit about then, before we go, the work you've done, the visual work over the last several years as well, which is something you're still doing. Are you working with film or video also? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I found that it's a very good idea to write and paint. And make films. So that's what I do. It's very good, like movement around in the studio. So I paint actually. I always painted a lot, but I didn't really had anything to say or show in that term. But now I'm working on something I really enjoy. So maybe it is good, or maybe it's really bad. This is the enjoyment of not knowing if it's really awful. Always really, really good. So it's going to be exciting to see what other people will think one day. Maybe that's 10 years, maybe that's 1 year. But I will show them eventually, I think.
Very good. And again, is there a topic that they're on now that we could talk about, or a content that they're currently approaching that you're more involved in than normal? Or is that appropriate to ask?
It's just that I don't know. They also, I don't know. I mix the portraits as well, so I will do. I do portraits of animals and my friends. So it's as well. But I don't know really what I can say about these pictures. They just happen, and I think that if you have been a conceptual artist many years and really working on the craft of editing films and things like that, it has been more of an action painting. And that's mm-hmm. why it's been people not knowing really what they are all about. And I just let it be like that for a moment. But I'm also working next week. I will go to Stockholm to meet with an actress who is an amazing actress, the best. I used to say that she is the Swedish answer on Dennis Hopper. She is a really great actress. And we will start to work together. So that's going to be exciting.
And what will happen there? So that will be a kind of potentially a collaboration with that actress, or that'll be your piece?
Yeah, I pitched something for her, and I already worked a short film with her, and I pitched something for her, and now we're going to meet and work on that film.
So what will happen? Let's just project into the future that you collaborate with her, a film is made, and then that would be shown along with paintings, ultimately, perhaps?
No, they are two different
worlds.
They're different worlds.
What would happen with that video or that film that potentially you might make with this actress? Where would that go or be shown?
It will be a feature film. So I have written two scripts. One is thrown in a bin, and the other one was very dramatic, but I'm not going to go into that. But the pitch, it was pitched for some years ago for a producer in Stockholm, and suddenly now it's another director, which he produces, is doing this film in a multi.
This director is going to shoot this feature length film with your script. So you'll be involved heavily in it, I would imagine.
This was another one. What I'm saying is, in the past, I've already written two scripts. This script I'm going to do in Stockholm is going to be another film, and hopefully a feature film. Yeah. So. And it's going to be
very
completely
good.
New. We're going to work on this winter if we can get a good producer around. So we go up there and pitch it. Yeah.
Very good. Well, I wish you luck on that. That is exciting. And Annika, but before we go, I want to ask you what book you're reading, if that's okay, or books or newspaper, whatever it is. I've been asking people what they're reading lately.
Yes, I read a lot. But now when you were saying what I can't remember what I read something amazing. This is difficult. I just put it down and was so disappointed it finished. But I have read, for example, I read recently Lynn Ullmann, Liv Ullmann's and Ingmar Bergman's daughter. That's a very nice book. It's beautiful. And that's a latest one. And then I read novels of Alice Munro a lot. I love her work. And weirdly, I just had something in my mind, which was... I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I read lots of Swedish authors as well. So, actually, Robert Seethaler was one of the latest, and which is an author from Austria.
I'll put some of those links in there. Links to some of those books so people can find them if they're interested in the interview. Annika, I want to thank you for talking with me today. It's been a pleasure talking to you about a number of things.
Okay, thank you very much for letting me talk. And if you want to know more about my opinions about art conversations in different small cities in this part of the world, you're welcome to call me again.
I'd like to. I think maybe we should talk again about just that issue, because it seems a fascinating one.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.